primary author here, and she's really the person who masterminded this survey. And she can't be with us today because she's about to have a baby. So I am stepping up to the plate, and I hope I do her justice. I have participated in this study, but not nearly as closely as Melissa has. So with that, I will proceed. Let me see if I can get the mouse up here. Okay, so we've been talking about trust, and I think one of the things that we think about when we think about children and their relationship with the doctor through the American Academy of Pediatrics is this whole concept of a medical home. And the American Academy of Pediatrics says every child should have a medical home. Well, a medical home is not just, I have a doctor that I can call up. The medical home has a lot of characteristics, and it's not like you could build a medical home and put a sign up and say, here is a medical home. It's a set of relationships. And what Dr. Jacobs was just talking about is one of those aspects of a medical home. That trusting part of the relationship is key. But as you can see here, there are seven different domains. And so continuity of care, having continuous care, that it's accessible, that it's comprehensive, that it's coordinated, that it's family-centered, that it's compassionate, that it's culturally effective. All seven of those are taken to be necessary if you're going to really say, I have a medical home. So everybody agrees that medical homes are great. That if you are able to document the existence of a medical home, it's associated with a lot of good, positive outcomes for the children. But the question is that concept of a medical home something that's real, that's experienced in different ethnic groups? And what we wanted to find out is, do Latino and Black parents, they've said they felt that the providers didn't understand their child-rearing practices. Well, that would mean that it is family-centered, it might not be family-centered, it might have to do with the cultural effectiveness side of things. And so there's a lot of sort of squishy areas when you think about what does it take to have a medical home relationship, and does that dimension, those seven domains, do they vary whether you're a Latino family, a recent immigrant family, an African-American family? And that's what we wanted to find out, is not just which things are important, but does my cultural background, does my race somehow condition how I think of my relationship with the provider? So our study objectives were, among families who seek pediatric primary care in an inner city practice, determine what was the relative importance of those medical home attributes, those seven things we started off with, and whether they had sort of that awareness of having a medical home relationship, which was a little tricky because you can't really say medical home and have it mean anything to people. So first let me tell you where we did this. We did this in Washington Heights in Inwood. It's a community in northern Manhattan. It has a little under 300,000. It's a very Latino community and very heavily immigrant, mostly from the Dominican Republic. It's a poor community, and half the families receive Medicaid. And you can imagine, being an immigrant community, there are many more who would meet the criteria in terms of poverty but are not able to actually obtain the Medicaid. We developed a study that was a cross-sectional survey. We wanted to target the parents of children from birth until age 19, that means up to age 19. We were able to interview 344 families. We had three primary interview sites, a primary care clinic, a very large primary care clinic affiliated with the hospital, the Child Advocacy Center, in part because we really wanted to also tap into families that might not feel so connected to a clinic, and for the same reason, also the Pediatric Emergency Department. Our surveys were bilingual, and 57% were in English and 43% Spanish. This is just a summary of the characteristics of the children and the mothers, and you can see it, they are in fact reflective of the community. We're tapping into parents who are on average having very young children. This is not your teen or adolescent group, even though that could have been eligible. And as you can see, 80% were Latino, 80% were public insured, and 80% had less than excellent health status. So what did we include in the medical home survey? We tried to include as much as possible questions that had already been pre-tested, validated, and so these are the sources of where those questions came from. We, of course, organized them in a way that would flow from sort of the basics of when have you had care and where did you have care to various perceptions about that care. We added a few new questions to tap into some measurements of domains that we didn't have anything for. So what were we looking at? We were trying to get at this outcome of the attribute of the medical home and the experience of it, as well as the overall medical home. And we wanted to, in a sense, control for and examine the influence of these different qualities of the child, of the mother, and the provider. We did statistical analyses, both bivariate views using chi-square tests to assess for differences in the distributions of characteristics across the domains. We then also used multivariate logistic regression. And intermediate step, which turns out to be very important, was to do factor analysis to identify the relationship between those, what we call exposure variables, the child, maternal, and provider characteristics, with each of those domains. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. So what were the overall results? 83% said, yeah, I have a regular doctor. 10% did not have any one provider who saw their child most often in the previous 12 months. So if you look at this, you'd say, oh, good, most of them have a medical home. But after we finished all of the going over the domains and did they have these characteristics and those characteristics, only 30% of the patients actually had what we would call a medical home. So this is a summary of the characteristics that were associated with the absence of that medical home relationship. But now let me tell you a little bit more in detail, because I think if once we did the multivariate analysis, it was clear who did not have a medical home. The families that didn't have the medical home were the children in less than excellent health. That means if you're sort of converse to what you think, the people who need to have a medical home relationship weren't having one. They have health care needs, and they're not getting them met. And it was a curvilinear function with age. The very young and the older children didn't have the medical homes. It was the group in between who, if anybody knows about sort of frequency of childhood illness, that's the group that tends to be less sick and doesn't go to the doctor as often. And also mothers with limited English proficiency. So now here's the factor analysis piece, because I think this was really very a creative part of this study. There were lots of questions in the survey, and so because the medical home domain, each of those is a complex thing, we decided that the factor analysis would be the best way to kind of get at that complex of things. So we did a factor analysis. All of the responses were rated, scored from 0 to 100, and then after we did the factor analysis, we did forward and backward and Varimax rotation, and anybody wants to ask me more details about it, I'll talk to you later. And then we, for each of them, we sort of forced out a factor for each of the seven domains. And in each of those seven domains, there were several variables, those exposure variables, the child characteristics, the maternal characteristics, and the provider characteristics, that, if you will, load. They pop out as being things that are integral to what is represented by that factor. That's the process of factor analysis. And then we went back into the variables, each respondent, and we calculated using those variables that were left on that factor, we went back and we said, okay, based on their response for that, they're 75%. So we extracted those variables, the weight, the actual values that those individual children had, those parents had, for those things that were on the factor, summed them up and averaged by the number of factors. And that would be that child's weight for that particular domain. So a child's average could be, again, anywhere between 0 and 100%. But we considered them only if they to have the domain, because we wanted somehow to make the has it, doesn't have it. You can't say they only have 25% of it. And we used arbitrarily the 75% cutoff to do that. So if you follow me on that, you all get A's. Okay, so which were the domains that were the most dominant? Over 75% of the children had accessible, family-centered, and/or compassionate care. The other domains were not present. They were such that when respondents answered the questions, these many questions about going to the doctor and what happened to the doctor and did they talk to you and did they give you help, but they, you know, were they there when they when you needed them, they didn't have comprehensive care. They didn't have culturally effective care. They didn't have continuous care, and they didn't have coordinated care. So you probably are wondering, what are those qualities that are associated with each of those domains? And this is just a summary, and I'm not going to pretend to go through it, but you can see that when it was family-centered, they wanted it to feel like the doctor was empathetic and focusing on them, not on the clinic, that he explains the problem well, that she discusses pros and cons. Compassionate was very important, just as Dr. Jacobs was talking about, that trust factor, you know, the three things were doctor listens, trusts doctor, and can tell doctor anything. So these were those variables pulled from the responses to the different questions about going to the doctor that loaded on is key. So another question we asked them, what things are the most important to you? So once we had figured out which things they were, this was what the result was. The most important thing was comprehensive, next accessible, next continuous, then family-centered, compassionate, coordinated, and culturally effective. You'll notice that the thing that, let's see, if can I go backward by going this way? Oh, yes, it worked. So some of the things that they considered priority, they're not experiencing. And some of the things that were lesser priority, they are experiencing. So we then said, and that's the whole point of the research, is are there any differences in these rankings of what they think of as a medical home based on whether Latino or African American, whether they have English language proficiency, et cetera. You go back to the child and maternal provider characteristics. None of those things made any difference except for continuity of care. And for continuity of care, there was a difference in the priority ranking, and it was related to the age of the child and English proficiency. So this is hard to follow, and I'm just going to summarize it, that each of the domains, we looked at what child characteristics are associated with them, and you'll see here that family-centered care, the variation in whether there was a family-centered care domain present for families, it was less for children with poor health status and less for uninsured children. So we're starting to see a picture of vulnerability and disadvantage here. In terms of accessible care, the same thing. And continuity of care, not a surprise, best for families seen in a physician's office. And I got to say that in this community, the physician's office is usually maybe a practice with two or three providers together. So the physicians who are in the community tend not to have a huge group of physicians that then they rotate the patient panel through the different physicians. Maternal characteristics were also associated with the different medical home domains, not the same ones that you saw earlier here for the child, but for the mother, the characteristics were coordination of care, and then here again the accessible and family-centered care popped up. Then the interesting thing, and again those of you familiar with the IOM report are not should not be surprised at this, is that we again documented that the best culturally effective care is one where there is racial and ethnic concordance between the provider and the family. So what are our summary findings? We found that only a third of these inner-city children had a medical home, even though most claimed to have a regular primary care provider. That the mother's language proficiency, the child's health status, and age were better predictors of having a medical home than were insurance or having a regular doctor. It is not an issue of access alone. It is about what happens when they're at the doctor's office, and also follow-up and all those other things. The medical home domains most likely to be real for families, those which we could document that they've experienced, are accessible, family-centered, and compassionate care. The missing medical home domains for these families are comprehensive, continuous, which are both top priorities for these families, as well as coordinated and culturally effective. So there's widespread agreement among the families on the relative importance of these medical home domains, and I think the absence of two key domains suggests that we have a lot of work to do, both within the provider communities and within the communities, to find out ways to help those domains of medical home become real for families. Thank you very much.